It was a rainy and windy October day when Joe checked in at the radio station for his evening shift at 7 p.m. He and his buddy Stanley hosted a show together every other day of the week. Their show was about the current news and life hacks, and it was very popular. Lots of listeners tuned in from around the city. Joe was especially excited for his shift with Stanley today, as they were giving out a prize that contained two free tickets to a listener who texted Pumpkin to the radio station number. The winner who won would get two free tickets to see a very popular first showing of a new movie that was showing at the local theaters in the city. Joe and Stanley went into the on-air room and arranged the papers on the large desk. They wrote prescripts last night in order to prepare for tonight's shift. Joe stood in front of the large radio control board. Tonight, he was responsible for pushing the buttons and managing the music and mics. Stanley was across the table from him, sitting on a tall stool, the mic right below his nose. "Ready, Stan?" Joe asked, putting on his headphones. "Yep, let's do it." Stanley gave him the thumbs up and put his headphones on as well. 3, 2, 1. It's Kingsley's 79.5 All Hit Music. I'm Joe. Good evening to you all. Welcome to Jamming with Joe and Stan. Tonight is a special night because you all get a chance to win two free tickets to the first showing of Lost and Found at Sam's Theater in downtown. How about that? Joe talks enthusiastically. Yep, that's right. Joe and I are going to kick off tonight with a new song from Shawn Mendes right here on Kingsley's 79.5. Don't forget to text Pumpkin to 711-265-9193 for your chance to win two free tickets to Lost and Found. Stanley finishes and Joe turns off his mic. Well done, bro, Joe compliments Stanley. Stanley smiles and starts dancing to the music blasting from the speakers. They both had 3 more minutes until they had to speak again. They both jam to the music for another minute or two, and then something peculiar happens. The music gets all staticky and keeps cutting in and out, in and out. Joe immediately looks at the transmitter readings but finds nothing wrong with them. Stanley double checks to make sure and runs to go check the reader out in the hallway. It's fine to me, all the numbers look good, which is really weird. We gotta fix this in like a minute, we're speaking soon, Joe starts to panic. What is that? That's not part of the song, Stanley. Joe's voice goes a little shaky and he runs his hand through his hair. I don't know, maybe we should just stop the music for a sec, Stanley hesitates. The long, echoey, low-pitched sound continues. What have you done? What have you done? Who dare enters my chambers? You have 1 minute to leave. I advise you to do it now or else, a voice speaks from the speakers. What the heck? Who are you? Did someone hack this radio station? Joe starts rubbing his hands together in fright. I said, you have 1 minute to leave. The voice responds back. We can't leave. This is our station. We're at work, for God's sake, Stanley complains. He looks frustrated. I am coming to find you. Stanley, come on, let's leave. This is threatening. What if we're gonna get murdered? What if this is a ghost or something? Joe asks. He tugs on Stanley's arm. Joe, you're being ridiculous. Do you really believe this voice is a ghost? You're acting like a child. Someone probably just hacked the radio station. We gotta fix it. Help me, bro. Stanley begins fiddling with the buttons on the computer screen. You have 20 seconds left. The voice comes back, strong on the speakers. The lights start to flicker on and off, and the pencils on the table start rolling off because of the voice's strong vibrations. 5, 4, 3, the voice counts down. Joe is pacing back and forth. Stanley is still trying, pushing and prodding different buttons on the control board. I'm leaving, Stanley. This does not seem right. Come on, please, Joe urges Stanley. Stanley gives out a small chuckle. You're being very ridiculous, Joe. Help me out here. Stanley is crouched under the table, now unplugging a long cord. 2, 1. I am coming. A nice human body. Suddenly, a large shadowy figure appears behind the glass door of the on-air room. Joe screams. Stanley looks at the dark figure, fear now showing in his eyes. The dark figure reaches out its hand and turns the doorknob in a menacing motion. The door opens slowly. The creature hisses. Shoot, you were right. Stanley's voice quivers with fear. Joe and Stanley are trapped. The creature comes nearer and nearer. He takes in a deep breath suddenly, and Joe and Stanley cannot breathe. Joe grasps at his neck and falls to the ground. Stanley leans his arm on the table and doubles over. Ah, two nice bodies. Joe and Stanley are swallowed into the creature's body, and the creature smiles. The phone rings. The creature throws the phone across the room and storms out, and that is the story of the two radio DJs who disappeared with nowhere to be found by their human friends.